And now, high drama from the world of opera. That's Wagner's Tristan and Isolde, a staple of the operatic repertoire for more than 100 years. But it's a more recent production of Tristan by the Metropolitan Opera that has New York's famed company facing a lawsuit from the estate of one of its biggest donors. Sybil Harrington left the Met millions of dollars when she died in 1998, with a stipulation that the money be used to stage traditional productions of 19th century opera. The estate alleges that the Met misused Mrs. Harrington's money by broadcasting its modern production of Tristan. George Carpinello is a lawyer for the Harrington estate. He says there's no question the 1999 production, which was broadcast later on PBS, was not traditional.
All you have to do, and there's an objective standard, all you have to do is go back and see how that opera was staged, the thousands of times it was put on in the 19th century, to see how Mrs. Harrington wanted it staged. She made specific reference to staging it in the manner that it was staged during the first century of the Metropolitan Opera, that is, during the 19th century.
And why was that important to her?
Well, she had her particular love. She loved opera. She loved traditional opera. And she was a person who fortunately had substantial wealth, and she said to the Met, "I love the traditional opera. I don't like the modern opera, and I don't like the modern stagings of traditional opera. I have a proposition for you. I'm going to give you a substantial amount of money, but I want the money used for what I enjoyed." And the Met said, "Fine, we agree to that." So the Met's certainly free to put on any new operas, 21st century operas, or abstract productions of 19th century operas, but you can't use Mrs. Harrington's money to put that on. It's as simple as that.
Let me read to you from the review by New York Times critic Bernard Holland back when the opera was staged. He gave it a rave. He said, "The staging is marked by simplicity, dignity, and intelligence." He said, "Listeners sat stunned. There is no other music like it, and I have never heard a better performance." Sounds like a great review.
No problem. And the Met is certainly free to do innovative work. The foundation is not saying it can't, but they can't use Harrington money to do it.
Let me ask you, I wonder if someone listening to this would say, you know, even with the best intentions, the effect of a lawsuit like this is really to kill opera, not to cultivate it, and that would most likely have been Mrs. Harrington's wish, to cultivate opera, to have more people see it.
That was clearly her wish, and I don't think it will have that effect, because it demonstrates that Mrs. Harrington really cared about opera, and she was willing to give a substantial amount of money so long as her wishes were followed. And I think it's a problem generally with not-for-profits that they tend to think that once the endowment is set up and the money is given, the money is theirs. Technically, under the law, it is theirs, but it is to be used in accordance with the terms of the bequest. And we think that the Met has an obligation to follow that bequest. And we hope that it'll encourage others to give to the Met and other not-for-profits with the expectation that their wishes will be followed.
Mr. Carpinello, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
George Carpinello is an attorney representing the Amarillo Area Foundation and the estate of Sybil Harrington. The lawsuit also seeks a full accounting of all of Mrs. Harrington's gifts to the Metropolitan Opera. The Met's general counsel, Sharon Grubin, declined to be interviewed for our show. She said, out of respect for Mrs. Harrington. But she told us nothing has been done by the Met that is against the wishes of Sybil Harrington. And she said she's confident the truth about this will come out in the end.